in Group A. Here we go. What are your thoughts? Let's start off with Senegal. I want to start off with Senegal.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we're starting off with Senegal. I think they can be a healthy and lethal team. Their attack, obviously, is pretty pivotal on Sadio Mane, and if the witch doctors were able to heal him well.
You let off with healthy. I don't know about healthy.
The only one that isn't that we know of healthy.
I mean, that's fair. That's definitely fair. That's kind of like saying that, I don't know, Tom Brady's the only one who's not healthy for the Buccaneers this week. I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about Senegal.
I'm not.
I'm worried about Senegal after the group stages.
Well, okay, fine, because it's obviously going to be Senegal and Netherlands, in order, but you know.
Yeah, Group A is a pretty weak group.
Fluff group.
It's not great at all. Moving on from Group A, let's move on to the host nation, Qatar, who is here simply because they're the host nation. Tell me, what do you know about Qatar?
They're going to get their buns slapped. That's what's going to happen. I know.
They have the Aspire Academy.
Uh-huh. And they're going to get their buns slapped too.
Yeah, but they paid Maradona and Pele to be there when they cut the ribbon. You don't think that counts for anything?
A nice pat on the back.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, a lot of people are making it out that Felix Sanchez, who is a La Masia Academy coach, is going to be able to do something with this team. I think that that's posturing. It doesn't matter. You could have the greatest coach in the world. I mean, you get Alex Ferguson down there. It's not going to matter. They do not have the team, I don't think.
No. They're going to do what a lot of those kind of types of teams where they don't have the potent attack or the movement, and they're just going to sit back, low block it, and hope for a counterattack, bait you in, and throw it up top, route one kind of stuff. Direct.
Yep. I understand everything you're saying, and I think that Felix Sanchez is going to understand all those words, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get across to his team how to play. No, and I then agree. You're at home, and everyone talks about the lift that at home can be, but what about the pressure? And the second they start getting beat, I mean, they're going to get beat by the Dutch. I think they played it out smart their first games against Ecuador. I'm going to assume that they made it that way. They've made the World Cup happen, so why couldn't they make the group stages be what they did?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to score a goal. I was just about to say that. We're on the same page. I don't know if they score a goal.
I think there's three teams here that are in the World Cup that might not score a goal or win.
All right. Qatar's definitely one. Yeah. Yep. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to have a win. I think I have a couple teams that I think might get out of here without a win. Some might surprise you, but that's mostly where the group is. This is a very weak group, and I still don't think Qatar is going to get a win.
Yeah, I agree.
But moving on to who they're going to face, Ecuador.
I mean, this might be the only time where they might be able to score a goal. And I still think Ecuador is actually a step up from Qatar. They have a few Premier League players that play on Brighton, actually.
They have Piero Hincapié for Bayer Leverkusen, too. He's a very young center back.
Yeah. There's some promise, honestly, with this Ecuador team.
They're fast. They're physical. Two things that always, always help you in a World Cup. Physicality and speed. And I think that they might be in for a decent shout. I think if the witch doctors don't work and Senegal can't get their team together, I think Ecuador could be a good shot at second.
Ooh, that would be a fun. Do you think they could be like Mexico 2018? No.
I'm talking about getting out of the group with these guys.
I'm going to be honest. Like their version of Mexico 2018.
I was thinking more Costa. I mean, the thing for me is always Costa Rica in 2014, which we'll get to in a little bit. But the run they had, I don't think Ecuador has it. I think Ecuador has a better shot, but I don't think a better shot at getting out of the group than people give them credit for. But I don't think even if they do, they're going to do anything. Don't because on to the Netherlands. I think they're going to run away with the group.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be close. In fact, I think the Netherlands' biggest problem is that they're going to have three easy games.
Ooh. Do you think they're going to fall asleep in the round of 16?
It could happen. You know, it depends who they're coming. I mean, they're going to face the runner-up of Group B, which we're going to get into in a minute. But I think the runner-up of Group B is going – it. Whoever wins the second spot, I think, deserves it. And I think that they're going to be playing very well.
Yep.
And it could be an issue. So just to recap on Group A, I think we have it exactly how it's laid out in the group.
Yeah.
Netherlands, Senegal, Ecuador, Qatar in that order with 9 points between the Netherlands and Qatar.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. We really appreciate you guys hanging around here with us. If you enjoyed these clips, go check us out on Wicked Good Sports, where we have all kinds of soccer coverage, as well as our main podcast here, Swinging at Shins. You can find the links in the description below.